In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Hey, Jim Hoffman here for EMS Office Hours. Thanks again for joining me for another episode of the show here. Guys, if you enjoy the show, you find value in it, you're entertained, it helps you engage at all with your EMS thoughts and EMS struggles, do me a favor, follow a link here on the page that'll go to iTunes, leave me a review there, leave me a rating. It really helps get ranking in the show. It helps to push the word out there about the show. And do me a favor, just tell one of your friends about EMS Office Hours. Send them to emsofficehours.com. All right, let them see not just the podcast, but some of the blog posts there and the Monday minutes and stuff like that, okay? I really would appreciate if you could do that for me, guys. It really helps out a lot. So today, I guess I have like three quick things to talk about. One is, you know, I have a Facebook page. I have about 11,000 members on that page. And for a while, it was frustrating to me that I was kind of stuck at that 9,000-10,000 member mark. And I was like, how? Why? Why am I stuck at such a low number when I see other sites come out there, like a freaking EMS t-shirt page that'll have, you know, 40,000 members practically overnight? And I'm like, what the hell am I doing wrong? I've got serious content. I've got kind of funny content. I put funny memes. I put educational memes. I try to put little motivational stuff on there. I try to engage everyone that joins. And I'm like, what is going wrong? So I said the other day, I said, let me just ask a quick question to the page. And I said, how many of you here are either brand new, right, looking to learn stuff? And how many of you guys are those experienced, you know, the salty, you know, medic or whatever that's here? And to my surprise, majority of the answers were people that were experienced, right? And even the new people that came on said, I'm new, but I'm still learning, right? And the experienced people said a lot of the same stuff. I'm salty, but I'm always new at something. And then I said, okay, you know what? This kind of makes sense. It makes sense because that means the people that are on my Facebook page, right, are there because they want to keep learning, right? They understand that EMS is not the industry that you just join and that's it, right? You join it and you become a medic, you become an EMT, and you're done, right? The people on my list are aware that, hey, this is something I got to keep plugging away at, right? I've got to know more about abdominal pain complaints. I've got to know more about lifting and moving. I have to know more about EKGs, I have to know, whatever the case may be, right, they realize that. So I'm like, okay, well, this is why my growth on the page isn't as rapid as I would like, because I'm actually attracting the type of members to the page that I really want to be there, right? That very rarely do I have people on the page, you know, attacking each other or, you know, making snide remarks and things like that. Most of the time, it is intelligent, educational, you know, comments and people that like the post, because the people on my page are a smaller group, I think, of EMS professionals that realize that the learning is always going to have to be something that they have to do, okay? So that's sort of my take on it, where I'm coming from with that. So if you're on my Facebook page, thanks for being there. Of course, I encourage you to engage more with the content there. And if you're not, go check it out. It's at facebook.com/theEMSprofessional. Join me there on the page. I'd love to have you as one of the members there as well, okay? Because if you listen to this podcast, I kind of get the stinky suspicion that you too are of that ilk, right? You're one of those professionals that want to learn more, want to know more, want to do better, okay? People that don't want to do that in EMS, they don't listen to EMS podcasts, right? They listen to Kardashians. You know what I mean? All right, so the next thing I want to talk about, well, it's kind of a story. I'll say the last thing for last, but this is kind of a story where, you know, I had a call to a doctor's office, and it was for a altered mental status, and we get there, and there's this older gentleman. I think he was in his 70s. He's sitting in a chair. He's kind of leaning against his son, who's sitting next to him. Obviously looks confused. Obviously is not with it, right, when you walk in. He's not looking around. He's not making contact, eye contact, nothing like that. So the doctor's like, well, this is an elderly gentleman. He's got stage 4 cancer. Son brought him in because he's having an inability to thrive. He can't walk as well as he used to. He can't take care of himself. So he's pretty much at the end stages here. We got to get him to the hospital so they can figure out what to do with him. And I can't do anything with him here in the doctor's office. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know if this is really a 911 call, but okay, we'll take him to the hospital. But of course, you know, I try to do a stroke assessment just in case. You know, not that they would do anything anyway, because he's got the end stage brain cancer. But, you know, you do your assessment. You do what's right for the patient, right? So as I'm doing the assessment, this is, of course, I have him in the ambulance now at this point. We're going to the hospital. As I'm continuing my assessment and I'm checking him out, you know, I look at the chart that the doctor gave me and I see a diabetic history. And guess what? Well, I check his sugar and it's a whopping 27. So I treat the hypoglycemia, and guess what? Now the gentleman is awake. He's talking. He wants his hat. Not only is he talking, he can talk in 4 different European languages. Okay? He knows who the president is. He knows who his king of his country is. He knows everything. So, sorry, doc. You know, you didn't do a quick assessment on the patient, check his sugar in the doctor's office. You know, number one. And sorry to the son, daddy's coming home. You know, I almost got a sense that the son was as tired of taking care of him, tired of having to deal with him, not being able to go out, not being able to, you know, go to work full time and stuff like that, and it wasn't sure what to do. So he's trying to throw the dad into the system, you know. And I felt unfortunate. It's sad because his son can't get someone to take care of his dad all the time, you know. And it's even sadder to me that the doctor is, you know, it's like everyone's pushing it off on somebody else. The son's pushing it off on the doc, looking for answers. Then the doctor, without, you know, just going by the fact the guy's got brain cancer and that's why he's acting weird, you know, without checking anything out, then turns around and tries to push it on us, who in turn are going to go and try to push it on the emergency department, you know, as per the doctor. You know what I mean? And I don't know, there's a breakdown somewhere, and I think the initial breakdown for me is, you know, the doctor not checking the patient's sugar, especially with the diabetic history, you know. And of course, there's also the breakdown, I guess, socially, economically, where the son can't take care of the dad you know, can't afford or get the resources to take care of the dad at that rate, you know, where the next step is going to be to push him off to a nursing home somewhere, you know. So there is those breakdowns there, but, you know, I guess the moral of the story is, you know, you have a patient that's low to mental status, you know, just assume that they're a diabetic and check the sugar. You know, I've had patients that didn't have a diabetic history and I've checked the sugar and it was low. You know, so you never know. So it's all about doing that full assessment of your patient. Do that vectored assessment based on what's going on with your patient, what their complaints are, okay? And then going from there, you know? So that's kind of the moral of the story for that. I thought it was kind of interesting, though, how, you know, the doctor is going to tell me that it's end of life and inability to thrive, and, you know, it's more of an inability to check a sugar and see why, you know, they might be hypoglycemic, and that's why they're having an issue. So that's my take on that, guys. Just a quick little story from the street type thing. All right, last thing, real quick. You know, a lot of people, this is kind of for all, everything in life, not even with EMS, but today I'm going to kind of focus it on EMS and when it comes to studying and passing exams, no matter what exam it is, right? I get a lot of people who call me, email me, and they struggle with passing an exam. They pass their all their stuff, you know, in the class, and they're passing the practice exams on a website, my website, or FISDAP, or they're passing all the exams on an app they bought or in a book, practice exam book they got, right? And they don't understand why, when they go to sit down for the actual certification for their state or national registry, that they're failing. Okay, they can't grasp it. So, to me, if you're getting 90s on your exam finals, on the practice test, you know, you're not really struggling with those exams because you're taking it in a more familiar environment, right? You got to kind of step back and think of why is it that I'm struggling or that I struggle when I take the actual exam, you know? And it's kind of like you're overwhelmed. And I always tell people, and like I said, this is kind of for everything in life, not even just EMS, but even EMS, when it comes to anything that you do, right? You get overwhelmed. I'm going to talk a little bit about overwhelm when it comes to EMS in the next podcast, but this one here, just talking, focusing just on the exam end of it, right? You're probably overwhelmed by the whole experience of taking the exam, sitting for a national registry exam, right? Or sitting for your state or regional certification, right? Everything's on the line here. So you're immediately overwhelmed by that prospect that you need to pass to get a job, get to the next level. So when I tell people, when you're feeling overwhelmed, right, the best thing to do is to slow down. Okay, slow down a little bit. Start thinking, what is it that is the issue? When you're practicing to take that test again because you failed, or it's coming up and you feel that anxiety and you feel that overwhelm pressing upon you, slow down. Start thinking of what is it that's going to be different taking the actual test versus taking the practice test, okay? And I think you're going to find that there's not much of a difference other than the result you're trying to get, right? The end result of it and the environment you're in. So the environment you're in is not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be your living room. It's not going to be with a bunch of classmates that you've known for a year in front of an instructor or a cadre that you've known for a year, right? So you've got to slow down and start breaking down what it is that you're feeling overwhelmed about. Once you can sort of identify what it really is, you can address it, all right? You can tackle it, okay? And on the other side of that, when I say slow down, that also means that when you're doing it and when you're taking these practice tests and when you're trying to self-evaluate yourself as to where you're falling short, that means not looking at your cell phone, checking the latest tweet, checking your messages, answering it, okay? It means slowing down and focusing on the one element that you are struggling with, okay? And in this case, it's the exam. If you don't slow down, remove distractions, okay? You're going to end up in the same boat come the next time you take that certification test. And you're going to be scratching your head. Oh my God, I studied again. I did so well, blah, blah, blah. Okay, there is a disconnect someplace. And the only way to figure out where that disconnect is to, again, slow everything down that you're doing when it comes to that element of studying, that element of what you're trying to accomplish. And part of slowing it down is to remove those other things that are contributing to the overwhelm. Those distractions, the television, the phone, the cell phone, the computer, okay? You're sitting there and you are doing one thing, and the one thing that is critical to your success. So slow down and try to figure out what it is and where it is that you are going wrong, okay? And I think by doing that, you're going to find that you're going to have more confidence going into a test, and you're also going to hopefully realize that when you're doing well on practice exams and you're doing well on knowing the content, it's not the content in the exam, it's the exam itself, right? It's the environment of what you're doing with the exam, okay? So that's what it breaks down to, because, you know, these days, a lot of practice tests, I mean, you know, even at my site at emseo.com, I have the NRE SIM exams, right? And they try to simulate the National Registry where it'll stop after you get a certain amount right or a certain amount wrong, okay? Sure, it's not exactly like the National Registry test, but it sort of simulates it a little bit to give you a feel, right? And other practice exams out there do the same thing. There's a service out there, medictest.com, and they have the same type of thing going on, right? So, and FSDAP. FSDAP is an extraordinarily hard test, okay? And a lot of these exams are harder than the content you're going to actually see on the real test, right? They're designed to be harder so that when you sit down for the real exam seems easier and less confusing. You know, one of the complaints I hear a lot of times that people take tests with apps or with FSDAP and stuff like that. Oh, the question is so confusing. It's so this, it's so that. It's like four right answers. Yes, they're doing that to get you in the mode of how to think. Okay? So, again, guys, if you're struggling, and when I say struggle, not with the content, you're getting good grades, you're passing these practice tests in the 90s, right? And there's no reason why you shouldn't know the content come test time. You're struggling with the exam format, the exam environment. Slow down, figure out why that is, okay? And then you can focus on how to fix it, okay? So All right, that's it, guys, for me for today. I hope you got something out of my little story and my little tips in the end. And if you're taking an exam or seem to struggle with exams, that last part hopefully will help you a little bit come your next exam time. All right, so guys, do me a favor again. Be sure to like it, tweet it, share it with your friends. If you do struggle with exams, I do want to mention, you know, I have a product. It's an exam success formula. It's something that I do when I coach other EMS providers, you know, taking exams that they struggle with. It's a system that I've been able to develop over the years that I've actually used and I continue to use whenever I get ready to test and take exams, okay? And I think that if you're struggling or if you want more success and a better success and to do it in less time, okay, and with a lot less, you know, stress and anxiety, it might be something that you want to sort of take a closer look at. So I'm going to put a link below so you can go check that out. It's the EMS exam success formula. Go check it out. It's a bunch of videos and some downloads that I think will really help you focus and figure out where it is you might be going. Because it doesn't just talk about exams. It talks about, you know, testing anxiety and testing stress and sort of ways to tackle your EMS exam. Okay, it's not just good for the exam formats. It's also good for studying the content and mastering the content so that you're able to understand it all better come exam time as well. So go check that out, guys. And I think it'll help you out if you're someone who struggles with exams or if you want to do better on your exams. All right, so that's it for me, guys. Any questions, comments, send them over to me. My email is contact@emsofficehours.com. And until next time, as always, I am Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.